Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you roll away, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you, but I'm bound away. I'm bound away across the wide Missouri.
Guitar. So I'd like to do another request here, because I am just like a DJ, I guess. That was said enthusiastically.
Come on, Alvin, do it. Just do it.
This song is about a guy. I wrote this about one of my heroes. And his name is Everett Roos. Come on. It's okay. It's okay. Try it again. There you go. Anyway, he was a brilliant young kid, and I literally mean kid, and back in the 1920s. And he had very, we'll call them permissive parents, bohemian, and they let him spend his summers alone in the High Sierras. And he was an amazing artist, an amazing poet, brilliant in regards to many, many things. And then he started venturing out from the High Sierras into the Great Southwest. Now, this is the 1920s when there were no interstates or Arby's or Wendy's or Motel 6s. He particularly loved the Four Corners region and up in the Hopi country and the Navajo country. And he kept telling people that someday he was just going to disappear and they'd never find him. And then one day he did when he was about 20, 21 years old, and they never found him. He disappeared down there on the Arizona-Utah border. And for years, people have gone up there searching for any sign of clue of whatever happened to Everett Roos. And decades after decades after decades passed. And then recently, a few years back, they actually found him. And they found some bones, and they said, okay, we found Everett Roos. And they sent the bones to the, there's a lab, genetics lab, or whatever, up in University of Colorado in Boulder. And they came back saying, male, Caucasian, white male, cool, male, Caucasian, that's pretty redundant. early 20s, and so it was done, Everett Roos had been found, and so I decided, well, I'm never going to sing this song anymore. And I got a phone call, did a quick little interview for NPR where they asked me, they said, are you going to write another verse to the song about finding him? And I was like, no, because disappearing is poetry, finding him is journalism, And then, but his family, the descendants of his brothers and all that, they were a little skeptical. So they had the bone shipped to the number one lab in the country, the Naval DNA lab in Florida, and they came back with the finding of elderly Navajo. And I got my song back, so.